Hi, this is a new patient report for Andrea Harrison, A-N-D-R-E-A-H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Date of birth 9/15/85, date of accident 10/10/2023, date of visit is 10/12/2023. The patient reports of having pain in the right shoulder and lower back and right hip, possibly right knee, to the tune of 10, with radiation to the right arm posteriorly, and involvement of second, third, and fourth finger as numbness and tingling. Some headaches are reported, mostly to the frontal, around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that she was involved in a bizarre accident on 10/10/2023 at 7 p.m. She was at her house at 16501 Greenfield Road in Detroit by 6 Mile, and she came to drop garbage to the garbage container outside while a car was backing up, and it dragged her along with the car, and it pulled her, and her hoodie that she was wearing got into the attached to the truck, and she was not able to liberate it. But then she got freed after 40 feet of dragging. The truck ran away, and it was a hit and run accident. But there was no direct car accident trauma. The patient reports that it was some kind of a SUV or a pickup truck. There was a loss of consciousness according to the patient, and it was a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance came at the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Regarding the injury, patient reported that she fell on the ground on the hard pavement after being dragged on the right hip for 40 feet. There was no direct head injury, no direct neck injury. However, her right shoulder got injured, right chest, right hip, and they are painful. There was no bleeding, no laceration, no fractures. She was taken to the emergency room at St. John Hospital on 10/10/2023, and also on 10/11/2023, she went to the emergency room. St. John Hospital, she was there for 9 hours. X-rays were done, CT scans were done, and no fractures or any findings were found. And it's a DMC hospital. She went, and the CT of the pelvis, CT lumbar spine, were found to be completely normal. She reported that she passed out after coming out of the hospital, St. John. So she went to DMC hospital, which did the CT scan. An MRI of the chest, CT, and all the work found negative. No cause of her passing out was determined. Regarding the pain, the patient reports of headaches, regarding the presenting symptom, patient reports of pain in the front of the head, mostly severe. From 1 to 10, it is reported to be 8, and it is severe, constant, not sensitive to the light or noise. Associated with nausea and one vomiting since this event happened. TBI symptoms are reported as dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness for a few minutes, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, nausea, vomiting. Patient denies any issue with the ringing in the ear or any vision problem like loss of vision field, spots in the vision, blurred vision. Denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. Denies any focus problem, confusion, disorientation. Denies any forgetfulness. Denies any TMJ problem or facial muscle problem or any other issues related to the cranial nerves. She reports a weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling of the right arm, and difficulty walking. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic. No suicidal ideation is reported. Regarding the pain issues, patient has pain in the lower back 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and also in the right hip, right shoulder, and some pain in right knee. And they vary from 8 to 10. And they're constant. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, and sharp. And ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by rest and physical therapy, medications. He was on IV morphine at St. John Hospital. So far, she has had X-rays and CT scans. He reports of muscle weakness of the right arm and radiation of pain to the right arm. Regarding the past treatment, only DMC and St. John Hospital ER visits. Please review the chart for the medical history, for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and also for the personal history. Can you please review the chart? Kevin Gordon is the attorney. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 100. Oh, sorry, for the ADLs also, please review the chart. They're all 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. So, in the blood pressure is 141 over 83. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 5 feet and 2. And the weight is 185. The patient is a 38-year-old black female, and she is 5'2", and weight is 185, and she is alert oriented, crying in pain, expressing too much pain, pain faces are there. And moderate anxiety is exhibited. Attitude is okay. Demeanor is okay. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient cannot walk without limping. A lot of pain in walking. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological musculature exam and musculoskeletal examination. They're all normal. Please use the template. Type the normal exam completely. In the sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint was found slightly tender. Only the right fibro test and right Gonsalon test is positive. The rest are all negative. In the extremities examination, on examination of the, except for the right shoulder, right wrist and hand, and right hip, right knee, all other extremities on the left side are completely normal, with normal motor power, normal reflexive, normal circulation, and no contusion lacerations are noticed. On the right side also, there is no contusion lacerations noticed. However, there is a motor weakness of the right arm due to the pain. Motor power is 4/5. Examination of the right shoulder shows that the baseline pain is around 10. And on inspection, the shoulder appears normal with no fractures, dislocations. On palpation, there are no contusion, laceration, or any abrasions, no fractures. Range of motions are limited to 100 degrees for the right shoulder, and pain level is 10. Active motion is up to 100 degrees, after which there is severe pain. Muscle strength 4/5 as I described. Reflexes are normal. And special tests were done. A Hawking Kennedy test was positive for the right side. And Big test, near test are positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension positive. Elbow joint is completely normal. Hand and wrist examination reveals poor grip. Carpotunnel compression test is positive with median nerve compression test. Tindal's and Phelan's sign are positive. Reflexes are normal. The rest of the wrist examination, hand examination normal. Range of motion of all the fingers is normal. Swelling, there is no swelling, no deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound fractures, and no thinner prominence atrophy is noticed. And right hip joint is completely normal. Please use the template for marking it. Range of motions are all normal, and there is no other findings. The right knee joint also, there is a peripatellar tenderness, but findings are all normal, no swelling. All the testing, which include collateral ligaments and anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMorris and Steinman, negative. Patellar apprehension, negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XFD, R26.89, S09.90 XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, right wrist M25.531, right hand M79.641, carpotunnel right hand G56.01, right leg M79.604, right hip M35.551, right knee M25.561. In the lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5 XXA, SI joint on the right side 46.1, M46.1, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is advised to have the physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the right shoulder, right hip, right knee, and right SI joint. Possible TBI 2 times per week with traction massage. She is found disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Medication, she is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, allowable 50 mg at night. For GAD disorder and sleep, naproxen is for healing. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation and sleep. Lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. Percocet 10 over 325 every 8 hours. 4 days, 12 tablets were provided. Urine drug screen was ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records have been ordered, released. Medical records have been ordered, released. Interventional pain procedures. I have given her an injection of hydromorphone 0.03 ml sub-Q to control her pain, and 1 toradol injection to 2 mg. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care for none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, order release investigations, none. DMEs, patient will be seen in 3 days' time. She has ordered a back brace, neck brace, if needed. Special note, a patient returned on Monday, which was 2 days later, and it was reported by the pharmacist that she altered the Percocet. She added a 0 to the 12 tablets that were provided to her, making it 120. The pharmacist called and we terminated the patient from further medical care. Thank you.